In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, sometimes it is very helpful to appreciate the life of saints when we compare their life with what we know from our society, when it is comparable. And when we see the differences, the concerning contrast, on one hand, the life of the saints, on the other hand, the mentality in a concrete society, then we can better see how much the saints have done. So we have celebrated yesterday the wonderful feast of Saint John the Baptist. And in order to understand better his life and his example he has given us, I want to focus your mind on our society. We know it has become popular among the people to say, don't believe the politicians, for instance. They do always promise before the election has started. They do promise many good things. But as soon as they have gotten their office and won the elections, they do often enough completely change their mind and do a totally different politics as they have promised before the election has happened. So we know they do commit many lies. For instance, we in Germany, we have one party is now in the coalition, in the government. They have before the last election very loudly promised no war and no German weapons into conflict zones. But now they are one of the strongest speaker for filling a certain concrete conflict area with German weapons. A completely opposite behavior as they have promised before election. Or another party in Germany has all the time spoken freedom, freedom, freedom. But in the last years, when the restrictions have been introduced, coming very close to the principle of totalitarianism, they have completely cooperated and supported. And among the people, the name politician is in the meantime like a curse, like a bad word. They have a very bad reputation. Not all politicians, of course, we must be just, but we know the phenomenon of the lies of in the politics. But we can also compare then the situation in the church. We know in past the Roman Catholic Church has been that authority. Also many non-Catholics have respected and have watched on it with a big internal respect. Because people, we the Catholics, we knew the principle of the Church is to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, how it was in the tradition without human introductions through the history. So even if the people did not understand every theological question and were not experts, they had right to trust to the priests, to the bishops, and to the popes, because they knew this is a principle in the church, don't change essential things. And so we could trust to the church. And then we know the modernism has come, how many changes have been introduced, and also on essential questions. And so the basics have been changed in many regards: liturgy, moral teaching, dogmatic, and so on. Many relativations. This is not to be observed strictly, and so on, and so on. And the people have lost the confidence. And pastors, the bishops, and the modernist so-called popes, we cannot have confidence to them, because today the one position, tomorrow a different position, and their principle is being without principles in several regards. And many years ago, I had correspondence with a young man then from Austria, and he wrote us, "Yes, I am a convert. I was Protestant, and I learned to know the Catholicism. I love it, and I became a Catholic. But in the meantime, I must state with sadness that the Protestantism has passed me in the official Catholicism." And this is experience of many people. And they have given up the confidence because they say this is a human social meeting, but not a church, as Jesus Christ has established the Catholic Church as his institution to bring people to salvation. And then on this background, I try to describe a little bit. We observe now the life and the examples of the saint from yesterday, Saint John the Baptist. We know Saint John was 6 months older than Jesus, and he has enjoyed Jesus when he was in the womb of his mother Elizabeth already. Very interesting. And then he has preached the people the conversion, be prepared for the true Savior. And the people ask him sometimes questions, "Are possibly you the Messiah?" And Saint John was humble, very humble, and he has not accepted the provocation, the temptation, and he said, no, I don't want to have any glory of the Messiah. I am not the Messiah. I am only that one who is preparing his ways here on earth. I baptize you, but this is baptism for penance, so you can understand then the true Messiah when he will start to speak publicly. And we see here on one hand the humbleness, the total humbleness of this man, and he has had big authority. He was a big authority among the people, and he had a very good reputation because he has not played the games of the politicians. And we know then that Jesus has also spoken very highly about John the Baptist. And Jesus said at one occasion, "Whom did you want to meet in the desert when meeting John the Baptist? A plant is turned by wind to one side to another side. No, he is the man who is preparing the path for the Savior." And Saint John has also said, "I am not worthy even to bind the shoes, to carry the shoes of the true Messiah when he will come. He is the true who is sent by the living God, and he will save you from the true enemy, the sin and the devil." And so Saint John has even not changed his mind depending on the spirit of the time, depending on the political interests of this or that man in office. And we know then also, when confronted with a sentence to be beheaded, he has nevertheless not changed his mind. We know the story. St. John has accused the principal there, Herodas. He has accused him, and he said, it's not legal for you to take the wife of your brother Philip. So this is a sin. And the concerning woman has really hated him. And then one occasion has happened where when her daughter has danced, and Herodas gave a promise to fulfill every wish of the child. And then, you know, the woman has said, instructed the girl, bring me the head of John the Baptist. And so St. John the Baptist was killed. But nevertheless, he has not changed his mind. He knew what is his mission. He knew this is my position. This is God's will for me. And I have to preach this. And I have to follow only this mission is given me, was given me by God. And he has not made a step sidewards, playing games, searching their own interest, their own profit, and so on. And when we do celebrate this wonderful man, then we must understand his example is also a lecture for us. It wouldn't be sufficient just to praise St. John, to criticize the mistakes in our society if we are not doing the right. So we have also to ask ourselves, what is with me? Which impression do I give to the people? Do I also change my mind depending on the question, what is my profit? What can I win? Or am I strong to the principles of the holy faith and of good behavior, good morals? Sometimes we know the temptation is approaching us. We have a clear position, spoken, told it to other people, but then the situation is changing. Some difficulties are approaching me, and I try to relativate. Then I do cooperate by this or that way. We know this is not honest, but nevertheless we do it. And then, of course, we lose our reputation. Because the people, they say, yeah, he or she is speaking correctly, but the behavior is different. You are also playing a show. You do not sufficiently believe what you are saying. And only then, when we do not cooperate with the evil, when we are strict in the right position and in good morals, then when we are humble and not searching our own profit, then we will win a reputation among other people, and they will even respect us. And please believe, sometimes, you know, there are people always, they are not accepting our position. There are many of naive and not very intelligent people. You cannot help them, more or less. But they will always criticize those people who are different than they are. This is for them a principle. But there are also not little people who are asking questions, and they do need always such people who stand up and who say the mainstream media, the propaganda is this and that. And I want just to remind you, we can have a different position. When you respect sufficiently the historical background of this or that story, you come to other conclusions eventually. Be not too strict in your position, because it could be wrong, and then you will have serious problems. And it's not always expected from us to be leaders of a movement, but at least among those little group we are living, they should win the impression that we are trustful, that they can have confidence to us. And this is very important role we should play also in our families, in our groups of the friends in our society. Possibly you have heard there is a social fact. Experts, they say, when in a society is about 20% of the population, people are not accepting the mainstream and have an own position is different than the mainstream, then there is a chance for the truth to win. Unfortunately, we, the traditional Catholics, we do not have 20% of the population. Imagine, even if only 5% of the priests, bishops has stood up and have spoken, no, we do not follow the modernistic changes. We would have today a pretty different situation in our society. But nevertheless, this has not to be an excuse for each of us. Our holy duty is to go ahead with a good example, to do the right, and then we can hopefully give impulses to one or to another person. And only in eternity we will learn to know how effective we were. Obviously, no success, but nevertheless, there are possibly even lots of people, they have not reacted immediately, but later, possibly even years later, they will come in a situation they will remember and they will say, how thankful I am this person has knocked on the door of my heart, of my conscience, and this person has helped me to return to the right path. And so we must not give up. This is our holy duty, to be a sort of Saint John the Baptist. His total humbleness, his good morals, his fixation on the will of God, and then he was strong in fulfilling his duty. He was not a victim of the spirit of the world, has contradicted it, and he was totally focused on his mission, on the fulfilling of his holy duty given him by God. This should be a good example for us. And sometimes we are disappointed and saying, we are so little, we have no success. But what is success? Jesus has never spoken that success depends on quantity of something or somebody. Success is, we are successful mostly when we believe in God, when we are trustful also for the people, because we have clear principles and we try to be consequent in following them. So we want to join Saint John with our prayers, asking him to pray for us so we can be strong enough to, following his example, in confessing totally in our life the true Savior Jesus Christ, who has destroyed the power of sin, of the evil, and has given us the true supernatural life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Et benedictio de omnipotentis Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et magna semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.